We're so glad that you've joined us for today's Power Walk Ministries broadcast. It's always a good time to celebrate our mothers, but this Sunday, we especially recognize and honor them. Today, Pastor Kennings zeroes in on Leah's life in Scripture. Through her rejection and the extreme dysfunction in their home, we see how God intently watches her situation and how in His sovereign will, He blesses her. With this challenge for mothers to know how closely God hears their heart's cry, here's Pastor Kennings with the message, God Sees.
Mother's Day is a great day. I love the fact that it's a time when my wife is on it, who has been a very good mom, excellent mom. And it's great to see her sons come in now grown and on their own initiative and want to respond and give their mom a sense of appreciation for what they have done. And to see the grandkids chip in and do the same thing, I know blesses her heart. Remember, my mom was alive. It was a great time to have 8 kids, grandkids, great-grandkids show up and provide her the kind of honor she so deserved. For many moms, it's like that. For many moms, it's a time just to be appreciated, a time when they don't have to do a whole lot. That's why there's so many people at restaurants on Mother's Day, but not necessarily on Father's Day. So it's a day that should be honored. And I say to all of moms, happy Mother's Day. It's an honor to be a mom. Mother's Day for some people is definitely a time to give God praise, whether the circumstances are good or not. And that's what we find in Genesis chapter 29. We don't find a perfect situation. We don't find a situation where everything went right and everything worked perfect. And it's this beautiful home and just great in the sense of the father and the mother were working together, raising their family, having devotions and all these wonderful things. It's not like that for everybody. How does God respond and teach us from a situation that took place in the scriptures when it came to Leah? It's not a perfect situation. Jacob has been given Leah. He worked long years to be able from Laban to receive Rachel. And he longed for Rachel and to have Rachel in his life. And he didn't like how Leah looked. He was forced to marry her. And Leah didn't have much power in the situation because of the culture. She was told who she's going to marry. She didn't get the date. She didn't get to decide. She didn't get a chance to decide this is somebody she's attracted to. So you have two people that have been thrusted together like you have many places around the world where people are placed into marriage situations and they don't have the power or authority to change any of it. And they have to make that work. And I love the attitude that she has because what she keeps telling us is that despite how difficult her circumstances were, she knows that God did not neglect her. It does not matter how man may make things become dysfunctional in a setting where it is painful, setting where persons are disrespected, setting where people are not given the honor they deserve. But it doesn't mean that God doesn't see and God doesn't respond. It does not mean that. It's what we decide to make out of this and accept as the will of God in it that allows us to experience and be able to bless God despite how dysfunctional the circumstances may be. And this is what we find with Leah. She's thrusted into this situation. She has no power to get out of it. She's with a man that does not love her. And this is how Leah responds because she understands that despite all of it, God still sees her. So let's spend some time in verse 31 in Genesis chapter 29. And this is what we find. And when the Lord saw that Leah was hated, he opened her womb, but Rachel was barren. Wow. God sees. I mean, God intelligently, in his sovereign will, knows exactly what's going on with Leah and Rachel's situation. And because God sees that she is being mistreated, he looks at Leah and see two women desiring to have children and pick Leah. Sometimes you think that, oh, I wasn't trying to have kids and here I have kids and now he's gone and look at how the situation is. God still sees that you are there with this child. God still sees that this person chooses to walk away. And God says to Leah, I will bless you with a child. Because every child, the Bible says, is a gift from God. It's a decision that God made. I remember sitting back thinking about that when my wife said she was pregnant. This statement my wife would always make. She says, God gave us a child as a gift. We must work together to make this child a gift back to God. This child that we may say, I wasn't planning having a child. This child can be someone that God does great things through. So we can't see the child as a problem. That's what I love about Leah. She doesn't see the pregnancy as a problem. She is a blessing from God because she understands that this is a decision that God made. So since God made the decision, whether the situation is perfect or not, it's a blessed deal because God decided it. So that's the first thing we find here with Leah. Leah accepted the decision that God made, and God is making a decision because her situation is dysfunctional. And he's allowing her, in the midst of dysfunction, to be blessed with a child. The child is a blessing. What makes a mom great is to just see this child as a gift. Oh, yes, you go to Psalm 128, he says, they didn't have no 401ks and Social Security and all this other stuff. So a child was not only a gift from God, it was like in a Naomi situation. She went back to die. Ruth, who was another person's child, became a blessing to her because her children died. So folks, our children, suppose we live a long life, can be a gift back, depending on how we choose to treasure what God has decided. In verse 31, he says something here that blows my mind. He says she was hated. I mean, she was despised. So in other words, this is like a one-night stand, and then he goes back to doing what he's doing because he chose to go to Leah that night. He despised her. It's not like something that this is a couple, and they are doing what married couples do and these kind of things. No, this is a situation where he decides to be with Leah. That's somebody that was given to him, and then he goes about his business. That makes this even more hateful, despising a woman who desires her husband. That's what you see with Leah. It doesn't matter what he did. It matters what was right in God's sight. It's funny in Scripture that we will run to Rachel really quickly, but not see the heart of Leah. Leah, to me, is more godly in this dysfunctional situation than Rachel is. And that's what I see in verse 32. Leah conceived and bare a son, and she called his name Reuben. For she said, surely the Lord had looked upon my affliction. Now, therefore, my husband will love me. Wow. Look at this carefully. The Lord has looked on my affliction. The word affliction is literally like taking a thorn and sticking it in somebody over and over and over again. Like Paul would say, I have a thorn in my flesh. It's just this pain he had in his eye was like a thorn being stuck in his eye all the time. Now, understand, she's saying, this is painful. The circumstances of my husband hasn't changed. But even though God sees my affliction, and I pray in that process that I would have a relationship with my husband. She didn't give up on her marriage. She didn't give up on the fact that he has no love for her, and the whole time he was working was for Rachel, and she knows all about it. Rachel is her sister. She knows all about this. She understands what was taking place. She understands what's going on with her dad and what her dad is doing to trick him. All of these different things. She's put in a tent at night. He can't see her. It's pitch dark. She knows she was thrown to the dogs. But it doesn't mean that in that process that she can't seek to have a relationship with her husband, which is the best type of situation for her family. She sought it. And as a result of that, watch what God does in verse 33. And she conceived again. Because she does not go away from God's ideals. She does not. See, loving our neighbor, whether it's a husband, a wife, a brother, a sister, a co-worker, whatever it may be, starts off with loving God. I can love the Lord all my heart, my soul, and my mind. Then I can love my neighbor as myself. But I can't love somebody when I'm not connected to God who is love. I got to stay plugged into the person who is love. His very nature is love. So the more I become in the nature of God and operate in the nature of God, the natural result, like jumping into water, getting wet, is love. So as a result of that, her commitment to God, her commitment to walk with God, even though her husband is not acting right, Leah still continues to experience the love from God for her husband. And God sees her commitment and consistency in doing what he is calling for her to do. And God blesses her with another child. Some people would say, well, you know, I'm having these babies and he's going about his business and I've got two kids now. I got a lot going on. Yes, he was a provider. Yes, he was coming in and giving money. So that helps a lot. But in the process that we have to see is that Leah is a mother at heart. That's what she is. She is a woman that feels fulfilled in having a child. I think sometimes some of that is lost in our culture today, that children are a burden, not a blessing. And that is sad. And one of the beautiful things that make my mom a treasure to me, even though she's passed on now a few years, is that I was important to her. And that made her even more important to me. Because I always knew that no matter whether I struggled in this area or not, I can remember my mom went to the school and heard the teacher says, oh, he's in the back bench talking. And that's why I put him in the back bench. That's my mom said, what? And next thing I know, I was getting up at 5 o'clock in the morning. She was giving me work to do. I was taken to a teacher. She grabbed me by the wrist. You know what that means. She's not asking questions. And take me to a lesson, to learn a lesson. And I would see her sometimes peeking around the corner to see what I'm doing. That investment led me to be well-educated. See, it's because mothering was important. The people are great. Legacies are established on mothers who find being a mother a blessing, not a curse. And that's why what we find here, as she conceived and bare another child, and she continues in this pattern of saying, I am blessed to have children, I'm blessed to have children, I'm blessed to have children. Even when she realizes, after the sixth child, that this is not going to change, Leah says in verse 35, and she conceived again and bare a son. And she said, now will I praise the Lord. Therefore, she called his name Judah and left bearing. She comes to this point where she realized her husband would not love her. This is not going to happen. But you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to praise God. I'm going to bless God because he chose to make me a mother. And when you start tracking the tribe of Judah, he continues her legacy to where Judah becomes the center of all what Israel is going to be. It becomes a place where Bethlehem is. It becomes a place where Jesus Christ is going to be attached to. Judah is the tribe that is untouched when you start following it, even though it dilutes itself. It starts following it into the time when the southern kingdom and the northern kingdom was destroyed. Oh, yes. When you see what's coming back in the time of Nehemiah and reestablishing the temple and building everything, it's attached to the fact that a mother never saw being a mother as a problem. She saw being a mother as a blessing from God. Happy Mother's Day.
That's Pastor Paul Cannings. God does see our affliction and is ever attentive to us. I hope this message has been a blessing to you, and you'll be encouraged to know the compassion, love, and wisdom that God extends to you. For a copy of this message, please log on to our website at powerwalkministries.org. That's powerwalkministries.org. Or call us at 281-260-7402. Again, that's 281-260-7402. And when you contact us, why not pick up an extra copy for a mother in your life who'd like that encouragement today? And now to all the mothers out there, happy Mother's Day. Remember, children are a gift from God. And no matter what your situation, know that God blessed you to be a mother, and He will lead and guide you as you look to Him.